You're listening to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Alita, the Battle Angel, directed by Robert Rodriguez.
So Alita is based on a manga from the early 1990s. I think it was later turned into an OVA. And this is a sort of modern remake of the story. A lot of fancy special effects and big budget Hollywood action blockbuster. The story centres around Alita, who is played by Rosa Salazar. And she is a cyborg who's picked up by Christoph Waltz's character, Dr. Ido, who finds her, basically just her head is the only thing that's left. There's no body, it's just a head. But the cyber brain is still intact. Mm-hmm. So he takes her back, gives her a new body, which is... Are we going to do spoilers? Or I suppose people have seen it. Yeah, the body is... His daughter has died previously. That's his tragic backstory. So he gives her this body, and it obviously becomes apparent to people that she's not just any old android. She's actually a super battle, high-powered warrior android.
She's no Wally.
No, she's certainly not. And there's also a sort of love story going along there with Alita as well, who falls in love with this boy. He falls in love with her. And that's going along there as well. But yeah, thinking back, it's hard to like pinpoint what the narrative is.
Yeah, well, it becomes like, you're saying, it's trying to find out Alita's past and, you know, why she was lying at the bottom of a rubbish dump and, you know, how she got there, really.
From what I've heard from people, based on the manga, this actually, like, forces the first two volumes of the manga into one film. They say the first manga was about her past and the machine ball stuff was the second, motor ball stuff was the second one, but here they've, like, put it into one movie. So it's like, that's why it's not, you're not clear what you're meant to be focusing on, like, which is the important part.
Well, I think like, it turns into, like, trying to get to the city that's floating above the town below, because it's, there's been, like, the fall, the massive war years ago between Mars and Earth.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of that in it, too. But, yeah, there's lots in there.
The post-apocalyptic landscape.
Yeah, as all movies are these days, as the world may be, anyway.
Yeah, I felt like there was some interesting stuff in there, like an interesting backstory about what had happened. I think it's 300 years before the film takes place. There was this event, the fall, and a big battle took place, and there was Martians, I think, like a Martian force came and invaded.
You don't really get a lot of that.
Yeah, it doesn't give you much of that. Like, there were a lot positives for the film. Like, I really like the action sequences. The special effects were pretty good. The design. I like the design work. Like, if you're a fan of cyberpunk and this kind of aesthetic with robots and androids and transhumanism, these kind of themes.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's loads of stuff you can point to as maybe being influences, like with Blade Runner, especially with, like, Decker and, like, being a hunter-warrior and hunting down, simulants and synthetics and things like that. And Elysium, obviously, with the city above and the poor people below trying to get out of that thing. And with, like, Rollerball with that kind of stuff, and Robocop, this little sticking in Robocop and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of dystopian sci-fi. It builds a cool world, I think. It does that very well. And the motorball, like, roller derby type scenes are really amazing. It kind of reminded me of, like, Star Wars pod race kind of thing. That's what it made me think of. I think that was done really well. It was interesting, it was entertaining, there were some really cool action sequences.
Like, individual action sequences were good. It just, the narrative and the plot wasn't really pulling things together in the way that it should have been. And then towards the end of the movie, you realise it's not going to wrap up with a really satisfactory resolution. No. I think it would have been better just to make Mahershala Ali the main villain. Like, make Vector the main villain and the whole thing about trying to bring down his corrupt motorball. But the problem is you've got a narrative which is above that, and probably the more interesting narrative, which is where Alita came from. But they never kind of push that to one side.
They never really go into that. So essentially, like, Vector is, like, the main bad guy. But he is quite a weak villain, because you never really get the full idea of, like, he's in control and what is
because,
like,
he's been controlled by another person for some of it.
But, like, it was... For all, like you said there, I quite enjoyed it. and it looked good, and there's enough mystery in there.
Yeah.
Like, for me to, like, I was interested throughout it. I didn't really want to see this movie, to be honest. But I was interested enough when I was actually watching it. And there is no resolution, but there is some, like, cool battle sequences and limbs being chopped off and things.
Yeah.
But yeah, the sequel thing really annoyed me, as you know, because we sat there and at the end I was quite vocal about how I felt about the ending, because it was not really an ending at all. But yeah, it was quite long, so you felt like they're never really going to wrap this up.
Yeah, it just stopped.
Yeah.
In the middle of the story.
Oh yeah, yeah, but it never really wraps up, and it kind of keeps the mystery going. So it gives you so much about the past, and you don't really know, but you kind of want to know more. So they've done that successfully in the fact that I do actually want to have some kind of resolution to the character. So I probably would go back, but yeah, it was an annoying ending.
Things for me is like you didn't really get enough to become invested in the characters, and it didn't have any subtext. Like the other movies you mentioned, like Blade Runner, even RoboCop, or especially RoboCop, is like the satire of the sort of 80s. And Blade Runner is obviously like big philosophical themes about what it is to be human and what it is to be alive and the morality of terminating other humans or other robots. But yeah, this film, it felt like the themes were there, but the film wasn't really interested. It was all surface. There was nothing under that.
I'm not putting in that category. I'm just saying, like, you can see where they're coming from with their ideas.
Oh, yeah, but I felt like it could have done with more of that. Like, it just felt a little bit hollow. Like, it was good special effects, but it's all visual. There's nothing. You don't go away thinking about anything of the thinking about anything deeply. It's just, that happened, and it was fun.
Yeah, I agree, but, like, I was still entertained throughout it. I was never bored. It was quite long, but I was never like, you know, there was enough action there and there was enough little smaller villains for her to conquer along the way. And it kept going. I didn't love it, you know, but I was entertained throughout it and it looked good. And there was enough of a mystery throughout it to keep me interested.
Yeah, I just felt it should have been better for the budget. And like, obviously, like the background is there, like you could have built something more entertaining.
But I think they're leaving it for that's the whole thing. That's the sad thing about it, is like the background.
This is just a setup for.
And they are going to obviously explore movies. That in the future. But yeah, for me, I liked it. It was, you know, I'd go and see it, but you know, it's not. Yeah. If you're looking for an ending, you're going to be disappointed. Yeah.
If you're looking for some sort of like light entertainment set in a sort of fun sci-fi universe. And like we say, some of it's a bit derivative of other sci-fi, but there are some unique elements in there. So yeah, if you're just looking for some kind of entertaining popcorn fun, then yeah, it's maybe worth checking out. So that's our review of Alita. Make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more reviews.